Invasive species move into an area and damage or use up the resources the native species need. That's what Bob Shavelson, executive director of Cook Inlet Keeper, is afraid the Randolph Yost jackup rig, contracted by Fury Operating Alaska, could have brought into Kachemak Bay.
You know, the Smithsonian Institute came in about a dozen years ago, and they found over a dozen invasive species in and around the Homer Harbor. So we know it's a problem, and this is exactly how the problem occurs. You bring in vessels from foreign ports, and they've got a variety of animals attached to them.
Shavelson doesn't know if any invasive species came with the Yost because he says the Department of Fish and Game didn't inspect the rig before or during its first few days in Kachemak Bay.
We operate under Ronald Reagan's notion of trust but verify. And you know, if you're going to be bringing this rig through our critical habitat area and our important fisheries, then somebody should be taking a look at it.
Tammy Davis is the invasive species coordinator for the Department of Fish and Game. She says there's a wide range of creatures that could have attached themselves to the Yost while it was docked in Singapore.
Especially for for infrastructure that's in the water for a length of time. You know, pretty much immediately a biofilm establishes on whatever's in the water, and then from that, invertebrates start to build on.
But Davis says it's unlikely any species could have survived a transition from Singapore to Alaska's much colder waters. She says Fish and Game is not required by regulation or law to check incoming vessels for invasives. Last year, she says Jim Webb, Fury Operating Alaska's senior vice president, sent her samples of wildlife pulled off the Yost legs. Davis says she sent photos of those samples to a top invasive species scientist.
Jim Carlton is sort of the preeminent invasive species taxonomist in the U.S., and he felt very confident that they were all tropical species and wouldn't probably survive in Alaska waters, but especially not if they'd been stressed by a period of dry docking.
She says Fury claims they lifted the Yost above the water and let it sit in dry dock for even longer than the recommended 30 days. And on top of that, she says the rig was also out of the water when it was towed to Alaska. Davis says Bruce Webb has offered to provide a record of the days the Yost was in dry dock, and he has also offered to have a third party inspect the rig. Chris Holdereed is the director of the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration's Kitsitsa Bay Laboratory. She says Fury did a good job minimizing the chance of bringing organisms from Singapore. She agrees if any did slip through, they probably couldn't survive in Alaska, but there's no way to be sure unless you know the species and the degrees of cold they can take.
You could imagine that for species that are warm water species, there's going to be a temperature at which they can no longer spawn, they can no longer reproduce, then there's going to be a lower temperature at which they wouldn't grow so well, and then an even lower temperature at which they can't survive.
Holdereed says how well exotic species compete with native species in Kachemak Bay will determine how invasive they might be.
So even if they can live, if they can't reproduce, then they're not going to be around that long to cause that much damage. And then two is even if they can reproduce, how we define invasive species is that they can basically take over a niche of an existing species.
According to the website seatemperature.org, the average sea temperature off the coast of Singapore is 84 degrees Fahrenheit. Holdereed says the Kachemak Bay Research Reserve usually records average water temperature in Kachemak Bay between 53 and 55 degrees. In the last couple of years, she says those temperatures have warmed to a range between 57 and 60 degrees. Bob Shavelson says Kachemak Bay is already hurting from climate change-related events, and an introduction of invasive species would only make matters worse. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.